Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So the Arch Manning experience at the University of Texas is not going as well as everybody had thought it would have gone. Obviously, the nephew of Eli and Peyton Manning.
Oh, he's a nephew.
Their other brother, the third brother, it's his son.
Which, okay. The other brother was also a fantastic football player.
So he was injured.
Correct.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe it takes more than just the last name.
Texas was the number one preseason ranked team. When their coach was asked about their rather sluggish 27-10 victory over Texas El Paso, the head coach at Texas said, could be worse. We could have lost. And a lot of people are saying, Texas, you have a problem. What are they, 1-1 now? They lost to Ohio State, and then
yeah, I mean, losing barely, to Ohio State is not a big deal.
No, but then a 27-10 win over UTEP is not exactly
dominant.
Trying to remember, there was a coach this week that showed up on my reels that just skewered the media, that whoever it was that was asking the question after a loss. The guy just blew his lid. Did you see it, Sam? Uh-huh. I want to say it was a college football coach. We'll go back and find it. And he goes, why would you ask that? He goes, this is one game. And then you hear
that you lost.
You hear the sports writer go, well, are you concerned about your offensive line? Or what? Right. They were asking normal questions. The guy blew his lid. Like, uncomfortable to the point that I was like, I don't want to watch that.
Wow.
You don't want to be in the front row, man, when they lose.
I am seeing a lot of memes about Noah Iamaleava, or Iamaleava, if you read it phonetically, who went to UCLA from Tennessee. You guys remember that whole scandal? He wanted $4 million out of Tennessee. They said no, so he went to UCLA.
Yeah.
They posted pictures of both of the first games, and Tennessee is packed to the gills, fireworks, the whole nine.
They basically traded quarterbacks.
And the Bruins stadium was sad.
Oh.
They really did, didn't they? They traded quarterbacks. He went from Tennessee to UCLA, and then the kid who was about to be replaced at UCLA said, screw that, I'm going to Tennessee.
I don't remember that part, but yeah.
I thought I saw that on SportsCenter or something the other day.
Took a pay cut and
Nick Cannon.
I saw this.
Nick Cannon is getting candid about his unorthodox fatherhood journey. Mm-hmm. During an appearance on the morning radio show The Breakfast Club, the Masked Singer host, who is now 44, opened up about his process of becoming a dad of 12. Nick Cannon said that welcoming his children the way that he did was a response to his trauma. I'm sorry? Quote, it wasn't like I was acting out. It was more of being careless, being frivolous with my process. Because I could do it, because I had the money, and because I had the access to whoever and however I wanted to move.
Yeah.
There it is.
then obviously life happens as well. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go have 12 kids. It was more about like, yo, I'm going to just live life and have fun, and whatever happens, happens. I can handle it. Being almost 45 now, I could sit back and like, yeah, if I would have thought the process through a little bit more and took time to actually do the inner work, things might have been a little different in certain scenarios.
He doesn't say he regrets it because, you know, you've got to walk a pretty fine line there.
Yeah, you don't
want
to say that when your kids get older and they read that you regret it.
You have 12 children. He said, I'm not saying I regret it, but I have learned and maybe I should have done things differently.
He said, I watched Cheaper by the Dozen and they were wrong. It is more expensive by the dozen.
Okay, Sam. He went on to say, if I would have done the work and the healing after getting divorced, I probably would have took my time in a lot of other scenarios. And for whatever reason, I thought that was the answer a lot of the times. Like, oh, I'm going to figure it out over here. Now you're leaving trauma every step of the way instead of fixing it from its origins.
Good old generational trauma.
Well, I'm just telling you, he seemed more introspective than we've seen up to this point.
How many baby mamas does he have?
It was so many in a very short time, Scott. You know, his first two with Mariah Carey. And then after that divorce, he said he did not deal with the trauma of that divorce well as prior traumas. And then two of them were born, or three of them were born a couple of days apart, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He has six different women that he has 12 children with.
Yeah.
And one of them has died. I don't know if that would have been a 13th.
It would have been. I think one at five
months.
5 months passed away.
Son Zen, who died from brain cancer.
You know what?
Months.
He says he hopes his legacy inspires those children to use their talents to, quote, make the world a better place. And so good for him.
We do have some breaking news out of Wyandotte County.
Okay. Good Lord, there's been a lot of breaking news today. Yep.
Is that it? Because I think you just broke my eardrum.
Was that?
Apologies.
The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office has filed notice of intent to seek the death penalty against Dennis Mitchell III.
Good.
That is in relation to the August 2025 killing of KCK Police Department officer Hunter Simonjic.
Did I read today that three of his death penalty attorneys have, I don't want to say resigned, but have said we're not handling this case?
Why? Did it say why?
I don't know, because aren't those appointed? Isn't there a death penalty?
So there is a small group, and I think it is a total of three attorneys who literally are assigned to defend every death penalty defendant in the state of Kansas. I think it's three attorneys, or at least it used to be years ago when I was just a buck reporter. I don't know if it's expanded or not. If they're requesting off the case, it's not because, well, we think he's guilty and there's no way we can win. That's not why they get brought in. They get brought in because they think you're guilty and they're trying to keep you off death row.
I want to remind everyone, because we had so many tragedies around that time, that Officer Simonsic was trying to end a high-speed chase when he was intentionally struck by the stolen truck Mitchell was driving. 5 hours ago, three death penalty focused attorneys have withdrawn their representation.
So he is either being horribly uncooperative. We don't know. I'm spitballing here. I can't imagine why, again, to repeat myself, they don't get brought in because they think you're innocent. They get brought in to keep you off of death row.
The trio cited several sections of the Kansas Rules of Professional Conduct in their letter to the Wyandotte County District Court judge. The group asked the court for an order to withdraw as counsel in the above-captioned case due to multiple unavoidable conflicts of interest. Mr. Mitchell has been advised of those conflicts, and it does not say what.
I wish I would have been a little bit more specific.
Multiple unavoidable conflicts of interest.
If you are appointed as a public defender, do you have to take the case?
Not if there's
I don't think so.
Let's say one of those, and I'm not saying this is the case, but let's say a death penalty defense specialist happens to be married to a law enforcement officer.
You or can, the son of. Or
you can start
of.
To see where that opens it up for appeals all it would just be endless.
But there's no way all three of them are married to law enforcement officers. Or
it says multiple unavoidable conflicts of interest.
Also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm no lawyer, but I've been around the block enough times, I think if the defendant is abusive, aggressive, uncooperative, that you can say there's
Look,
nothing
we've
we
tried.
Can do.
We've
you
know, tried
we've
here.
Done everything we can. This guy is undefendable. And I know the real word is indefensible, but I think undefendable makes more sense in this case. We can't defend him.
I cannot believe we've gotten all the way to 5:15 without talking about the most important story of the day.
What's that?
We've got weights and fish.
We do have weights and fish.
It is the first story I sent Scott and Sam today. I could not stop laughing. Another cheating scandal has rocked
the world of fishing.
Another world that you probably don't even know exists. There are competitions for just about everything.
I'm trying to find the story. I'll find it.
It's rocked.
Well,
stop. Stop.
I won't. I will not. The scandal has rocked a certain competition, and we will tell you about it
really?
When we come back.
Okay.
I won't, but I will.
913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We are standing by for a news conference out of York, Pennsylvania. That is in far south central Pennsylvania, just north of the Maryland border, south of Harrisburg, where five law enforcement officers were shot today serving a warrant. Four of them are in very, very bad condition. Three of them are listed in grave condition.
One critical.
And one critical and one serious.
A neighbor told WGAL in Philadelphia that he heard at least 30 gunshots, and then saw two police officers lying on the ground, quote, at a farmhouse. They are saying now, we were surmising this just based on the landscape around the medevac helicopter, that this did happen in a very rural area of York County, and this is in far southeastern Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah, south central.
South central.
Would probably be more accurate, but and this is not a lightly populated rural county. It has 450,000 people. Here is the news conference from York, Pennsylvania.
that has rocked the community here in York County this afternoon. The incident occurred in Codorus Township, York County. I'd like to preemptively say that there are many details which at this point we are not prepared to release given the ongoing nature of the investigation. That having been said, we would like to advise the community that there is no current active threat. The situation today involved law enforcement officers who were shot. I can confirm that the shooter is dead. I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today, three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York. They are currently listed in critical but stable condition. The district attorney of York County, who is no stranger to this community, or in collaborating with the Pennsylvania State Police, Tim Barker. I've spoken to him. The Pennsylvania State Police has been asked to convene a major case team to conduct the lead in this investigation with the assistance and in collaboration and in partnership with the York County District Attorney. I can assure you that all of the resources of the Pennsylvania State Police are being brought to bear. There is still very much an active scene at Codorus Township, York County. Later this evening, the district attorney will have more information to release. I can tell you that the Pennsylvania State Police have taken over calls for service for the Northern York Regional Police Department, and we will continue to do so to support our partners. I can tell you that I've spoken to the special agent in charge of the FBI out of Philadelphia, our municipal partners and county partners here in York County, and we've received multiple offers of assistance from our fellow state partners to include New Jersey and York. But we have a very large investigative scene. In being here today with our law enforcement family for the second time in 2025, I'd just like to say on a very personal note, our hearts and prayers go out to them, to the families of the deceased and the families of those officers who were wounded. There are simply no words that I can offer to assuage the grief that this community has experienced and unfortunately will continue to experience. The grief will be unbearable, but we will bear it. So we stand here today united for our partners all across the law enforcement spectrum, and we will not rest until we've conducted a full, fair, competent, and thorough investigation into this matter. Lastly, I would simply ask to the community here in York County and beyond, all across Pennsylvania and all across our nation, if you could keep the families that were touched by this tragedy today in your thoughts and prayers, please give them a solemn thought. And to the women and men who are working diligently right now to push this incident forward and the investigation forward and the aftermath that will have to be dealt with and persevered through, our hearts and prayers are with them. Thank you very much. I'll now turn it over to Governor Shapiro.
This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We grieve for the loss of life for three precious souls who served this county, serve this Commonwealth, and serve this country. And we continue to pray for the full recovery of those who are dealing with their wounds. This, of course, is on the heels of just a few months ago when we lost another York County son, Officer Duarte, who again gave his life in the line of service. I had the opportunity with the Lieutenant Governor and with Senator Phillips Hill, Representative Grove, and your three county commissioners to spend some time with the families of those who have been impacted by this violence today. I think it's important for you to know that these families who are dealing with their grieving right now and their suffering right now took time to tell us how proud they were. How proud they are of their loved ones who put on a uniform to keep us safe. It's an extraordinary thing that these law enforcement families do. They support the individual who puts on the uniform and runs toward danger. They're there for them when they leave in the morning, and they pray throughout the day that they will come home at night. So I hope as this community comes together, as I know it knows how to do, and prays, that we think not just about those who wear the uniform, but those who stand behind and next to those who wear the uniform every day. These families are extraordinary, and I hope you'll join me in prayer for them. I had some time to spend with the law enforcement who are gathered here today, who ran here because they knew that their brothers in uniform were in danger or their lives were cut short. And I'll just share with you what I told them. The entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania respects them, and we have their backs. And we so appreciate the work that they do every single day when they go out to keep us safe, when they go out to protect our freedoms and our rights. This is something that, sadly, we only tend to share in times of tragedy. I think it is important that this Commonwealth knows that every day we appreciate those who put on the uniform and those who keep us safe. There are others here at WellSpan who wear different kind of uniforms. And I want to say thank you to the doctors, to the nurses, to the staff here at this extraordinarily wonderful healthcare institution that sadly has seen too much trauma. But thanks to their extraordinary talents and their dedication to their neighbors, they're able to help people get back up on their feet. That's what you did today for these two brave souls who put on a uniform to keep us safe. So we appreciate those of you who don the white coat and the scrubs, those of you who support the work that they do. You truly are wonderful people, and we appreciate you very, very much. I want to let you know that Attorney General Pam Bondi reached out directly to me and shared with me that we have the full support of the federal government. I know, as Colonel Parris indicated before, he has spoken to the lead of the FBI here in this region. We so appreciate law enforcement at every level, and we, of course, appreciate our federal partners. General and I worked together when I was Attorney General here in Pennsylvania. She was Attorney General in Florida. It meant a lot to me that she reached out to offer her support and her prayers for good people of Pennsylvania. Here's the last thing I want to say, and I'll turn it over to the Lieutenant Governor. This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society. We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need so we don't have to deal with tragedies like this. We got to do better as a society. I know everybody up here believes that, and everybody up here works hard to do that every day. I just think as a community, it's time for us to work hard to heal from this and to make sure that those whose lives were lost today, that something constructive can come from that in their memory that stops this kind of violence in the future, that protects those people that put on those uniforms for us, that makes it so these trauma surgeons don't have to patch this many people up. We got to do better as a society. I know we're all committed to doing that work. We've got to do even more. Now's the time for this community to come together and to do this important work. And so on behalf of a grateful Commonwealth, I say to those who wear the uniform of law enforcement, thank you. To those who wear the uniform of healthcare, thank you. To the elected leaders up here, thank you for the work that you have done and know you will do to keep our community safe. And to Colonel Parris and the entire team at the Pennsylvania State Police, I know you will have every resource you need to make sure that this investigation is conducted fully and thoroughly and that whatever steps need to be taken will. May God bless York County and the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. May God bless and watch over those families that are suffering right now. Lori and I join you in prayer, and I think prayer is a particularly important thing at this moment here in York County and all across Pennsylvania.
All right. Our thanks to CNN for letting us piggyback on some of their coverage. That is Governor Shapiro from the state of Pennsylvania speaking prior, was Colonel Paris, who is the head of the Pennsylvania State Police. And the news this afternoon is not good. Officers were serving a warrant at a rural home in York County, Pennsylvania. As they approached the home, they were fired upon. Three of those officers sadly lost their lives this afternoon. The other two are in critical condition at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. The suspect took his own life. We will continue to monitor. If events warrant, we will go back to CNN or ABC News with new updates. You're listening to Dana and Parks here on KMBZ. All right, we continue to monitor the situation out of York, Pennsylvania, where three law enforcement officers have been killed, two others in critical condition while serving a warrant on a rural property in York County, Pennsylvania. This is in the far south central part of the state, just north of the Maryland state line and a bit south of the state capital of Harrisburg. And again, three officers dead, two of them in critical condition. The suspect in this case took his own life. Back out to Utah. A week after Charlie Kirk was fatally shot while speaking to a crowd at Utah Valley University, the university has resumed classes as of today. They began a phased return of faculty and students this week, first reopening campus to employees, and then resumed student services yesterday. Facing a massive cost estimate hike, Kansas City could approve more financing to help move forward a plan to build a new park over a downtown interstate. They're now saying it may cost $100 million more.
Oh, that's my favorite park. The one over the bridge?
It hasn't opened yet.
I know, but it was going to be amazing.
Well, I think they still plan to do it.
Over by the one lights and the two lights. And I wondered how they were going to do that. It's right over the highway.
By the way, I didn't know that they had a name for it. It's going to be the Roy Blunt Luminary Park.
Wow. Okay.
Named after the former U.S. Senator from Missouri who helped clinch federal funding for the project. It's been in the works for years. It would place a cap. I actually like this idea. I'm with you on this, Dana. It would place a cap over I-670 from Grand to Wyandotte Street, turning the roadway into a tunnel. Basically, if you're trying to get from north of 670 or south of 670 to the other side, it's a pain in the ass.
Instead of having three or four bridges, you're going to have an entire park to walk across.
Of green space.
Right,
and so people would be out walking their dogs, you know, playing frisbee.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Gigantic, community, lush, amazing space.
The pictures that have the artist rendering,
it's so cool,
make it look so cool.
But how do you make that happen? Sam, over a highway.
Sam, you don't think it's going to happen?
No, they've been talking about it forever. They've managed to secure partial funding multiple times. Some of that partial funding, those promises are going to lapse. And we need $100 million more. And not to be the ultimate curmudgeon, but we all know what goes down in that area when the sun goes down.
I think this would make it more...
It gets dark?
It's not going to be a safe place to walk through.
I don't know
after
that
a show.
I don't know that I agree.
What do you mean it's not going to be a safe place to... I don't view Kansas City downtown as horribly dangerous. I walk from...
We talked an entire hour to a friend of the program who was held up for their vehicle a block from there.
Nikki Vivas. Yeah.
You would have to have security, but we have to have security at all of our entertainment districts. That is the world we live in.
But I leave the T-Mobile Center and walk to a parking garage where my car is parked. I mean, if you're leaving a concert, you're thinking there's anywhere between 10 and 17,000 people walking around.
I need to be an optimist.
I think it's more, though.
You'd be a pretty dumb criminal.
I think it's more for all of the people that live in the one light and the two light and the three light.
And go walk down to Crossroads and grab something to eat or shop or whatever. Man, Sam. Jeez Louise, bro.
How much are they saying it's going to cost?
Well, hang on. It's going to be a 5.5-acre park.
Yes.
That would connect the central business district to the Crossroads and beyond, decades after highway construction sliced right through them.
From the tech sign, you want to go to Blunt Park? Hell yeah, bro, let's go.
Okay. Meet me at Blunt. Take your time. No, I'll be late.
Read what he wrote. He goes, let's go, broski.
Let's go, broski. Light him up.
Light him up.
That's funny.
It is a rather unfortunate.
Where's my car?
You want to go to Blunt Park? I'm halfway there.
Did you drive last night, dude?
Before we go to break.
Wait. He asked how much it's going to cost.
Yes.
The latest cost estimate, Sam, has emerged at $315 million. That is nearly $100 million more than the last estimate from 2023 for Lightyear Blunt
Park. They're trying to float a park over a highway. It was always going to be expensive.
Hey, spark it up. I say get it going.
Fire it up. The city currently has roughly $143 million on hand for the park through a mix of federal, state, local, and private sources.
So that's an important note. They were still $70 million short from the previous estimate. So,
and now it's $100 million more.
Correct.
So okay. Now they have $143. They now need $170 million.
Are you saying it's a bridge too far?
I think they might want to park their plans on this one. And
no, I love that park.
Well, it hasn't really happened yet.
I mean, I hate to mow down their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Get out. I cannot believe I've been wondering if this story was going to become a story all day.
Blunt Park.
We have got to talk about this before the end of the show.
I didn't even think about it like that.
There is a rumor that has gone wild in our town over the last 24 hours, and police are now saying they are investigating. They're investigating what started as a rumor on Facebook this morning. I cannot believe you haven't seen it. I wasn't going to say a word about it
because
there
What's
was no one to verify what was going on. And now here we have it. The Kansas City Star just picked it up. The story reads, and the note reads, "Help me, I've been kidnapped."
Oh, God.
Kansas City police are probing after note sparks kidnapping rumors. Did you not see this on Facebook today?
I have not seen this.
Oh, it's everywhere. Kansas City police confirm they are investigating after an ominous note detailing an alleged kidnapping was found in city limits. The note was taken to the Kansas City Police Department September 15th. They will not disclose where the note was found or other details discovering surrounding note, but I'm telling you, I've seen the note. And a photo of this purported note was posted on a Facebook page. I took a screenshot of it. And it said, and I quote, in like blue, sky blue Crayola marker,
okay,
like a thick Crayola sky blue marker, it read, "Help me, I've been kidnapped. I'm unintelligible. I'm 10 years old." The note also lists a license plate number for a black Tesla.
Me this is a hoax, right?
Scott, I'm telling you. It appears to be in child handwriting. But when I saw this morning, I thought two things. Some of the posts said it was found in the West Bottoms. Some of the posts said it was found in the East Bottoms. This could be this could be someone that wanted clicks on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
This could be someone playing a horribly not funny joke and left a note somewhere in the city to see where this would end up.
It's possible.
But police don't have a choice here. Like, you have to look into it. Do we have a missing 10-year-old anywhere?
Is that last word second to last word supposed to be his name, or did he misspell black?
It says black Tesla.
Okay.
And it is clearly, and it looks like it's on school notebook paper. That's the other thing I'm going to tell you. Rule-lined school notebook paper.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We have some breaking news from CNN. They are the only ones reporting this at the moment. I'm sure everybody else will follow suit. But ABC is taking Jimmy Kimmel's late-night talk show off the air indefinitely amid a controversy over his recent remarks about Charlie Kirk's suspected killer. Quoting here from an ABC spokesperson, declining to share any more details, Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely.
There is a release directly from Nextstar Media.
Okay. The abrupt announcement came Wednesday evening, tonight, after at least one major operator of ABC-affiliated stations said it would not broadcast the show for the foreseeable future. Nextstar said, quote, it strongly objects to recent comments made by Mr. Kimmel concerning the killing of Charlie Kirk and will replace the show with other programming in its ABC-affiliated markets.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. During his Monday evening monologue, Kimmel suggested that Kirk's alleged killer, Tyler Robinson, might have been a pro-Trump Republican. Quoting here, this is Kimmel, not me. The MAGA gang is desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there's grieving.
Wait a minute. Was this in the, not that it matters, was this in the monologue?
It was in his monologue, yes.
I thought you were going to say to me that he made an inappropriate joke about what had happened.
No, he. If you listen to his monologue, Kimmel gets very serious sometimes. Many times it's not funny. It's just a political stance that he takes. All right, let's lighten it up for the last 2 minutes of the show, all right? We might have weights and fish.
We know we have weights and fish.
A story here from the New York Post. No stone was left unturned at this... no stone was left unturned at this global championship. Can I finish one sentence? I love you. Rocked by a cheating scandal, at least several competitors were tossed like the stones that they were throwing at the World Stone Skimming Championship on the small Scottish island of Easdale earlier this month.
A handful of the 400 participants were accused of using, quote, suspiciously circular shaped stones.
Unnatural.
That helped them more easily bounce along the water instead of following the rules that require you to use natural stones found on the island.
Kyle Matthews, who organized the event, told the BBC that the stone cold cheaters held their hands up and issued apologies for doctoring stones when they were confronted.
We tripped on this sport about a year ago. I don't know if you guys remember, but we deep dove it because you guys could not believe that there was a world championship for rock skimming. They have to be natural stones. Now, you're allowed to bring the stones from your home.
But they have to be natural.
But they have to be natural.
Sam, how does one know they're natural and not one say that you purchased at Hobby Lobby?
Because they don't have a Hobby Lobby on Easy Island.
Matthews, by the way, is known as the Tossmaster.
You might want to get a different nickname.
The Tossmaster.
That could be read a couple of different ways.
Well, he's a Tossmaster, Scott. Yeah. He told the BBC judges that he became aware of rumors and murmuring of some nefarious deeds before the little bit of stone doctoring sank the integrity of the tournament.
If you're a stone,
they were naturally smooth.
If you're a stone skimmer, how much integrity do you have?
Oh, these guys take it very seriously. I think the record is like...
Why, because they got weights and fish?
It's up there.
By the way, John Jennings won the championship. He is the first American to clinch victory since the competition started in 1893.
Okay.
He rocks.
Get out.
Get out. Before this song even ends, get out. We got to run. On behalf of our producer, birthdays today, Patrick Mahomes is 30.
Woo!
Alex Ovechkin, the hockey star, 40. And Phil Jackson, the NBA coach, is 80. Man, oh man, I got old. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.